Today we're building a slice jungle intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels dark, dusty, and alive, not like a loop with a few effects slapped on top. The goal here is an advanced deep jungle atmosphere intro that can actually lead into a heavy roller, a classic jungle drop, or something more halftime and modern. We're making an opening statement. First thing, choose a break with personality. Don't start with the cleanest, safest break you can find. Jungle lives in the micro movement of the hits, the ghost notes, the uneven swing, the little bits of dirt in the tail. An Amen-style break is the obvious choice, but Think, or any break with strong transients and some tonal body, can work beautifully. Load it into an audio track, switch warped beats, and tighten it just enough so the break stays sharp, without sounding sterile. Now, before you slice anything, decide what kind of intro you're writing emotionally. This matters more than people think. If the track is deep and moody, you want space between the chops. If it's more aggressive, lean into snare pressure and faster top-end movement. If it's meant to feel like deep jungle atmosphere, let the break breathe. Think in calligraphy, not grid math. You want signature strokes, not every slice shouting at the same volume. A really useful advanced move is to duplicate the break onto two tracks. Keep one as your main performance lane and use the second for emphasized hits, reverses, filtered ghosts, or alternate endings. That gives you way more arrangement control later, and it helps the intro feel performed instead of copied and pasted. Now let's slice. Right-click the break and use Slice to New Me Track. For the preset, choose Transients. If you want clean playback, use One Shot. If you want tighter control over the note lengths, Classic can work too. From here, treat the break like an instrument. Don't just make a full loop immediately. Build a phrase. Start with a simple four-bar idea. Bar 1 establishes the pulse. Bar 2 adds a variation or a little cut-up fill. Bar 3 pulls back and gives you some air. Bar 4 gives you a push into the next phrase, maybe with a snare accent or a reverse slice. That's a very jungle way to think. Not one 8-bar loop, but a conversation between density and space. As you sequence, make sure the anchors are clear. Put your kicks and snares where the listener can feel the center of gravity. Then add ghost taps, little hats, chop tail fragments, and off-grid nudges around them. That off-grid energy is part of the culture. Jungle should feel human, slightly unstable, and rhythmically alive. Now let's make it groove. If the sliced pattern feels too rigid, use the groove pool lightly rather than over-quantizing everything. A subtle swing feel, somewhere around 54 to 58%, can instantly give the break more body if it's too locked to the grid. Also, don't be afraid to play some ghost notes slightly late. A tiny drag can make the intro feel older, heavier, and more relaxed. On the other hand, if you want urgency, push a few hat slices a touch early. Velocity matters a lot here. Main snares should hit with authority. Ghost notes should stay low and breathe underneath. Transitional taps can sit somewhere in the middle depending on how exposed the mix is. If the break feels flat, don't just compress it harder. Vary the velocities, alternate between full level and filtered versions of the same slice, and use small clip gain adjustments to sculpt the phrase. That's a more musical solution than flattening everything with compression. Here's a nice advanced trick. Duplicate one slice lane and process the duplicate with a high-pass filter and a short delay. Blend it low underneath the main break. This gives you a ghosted shimmer, like the break is leaving a shadow behind itself. Very useful for deep jungle atmosphere, because it adds motion without crowding the center. Now shape the tone. On your break bus, start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out rumble. If the break feels boxy, cut a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If the hats are biting too much, soften the 3 to 6 kHz region a bit. Then add drum bus for weight and dirt. Use drive lightly to moderately, a little crunch if you want extra grime, and keep boom restrained unless the kick body really needs support. If the top end starts getting spitty, damp can help. After that, try saturator with soft clip-on and just enough drive to add density, but keep your output matched so you're judging tone, not loudness. If you want the break to feel more authentic and dusty, resample it after the stage. That extra generation often makes jungle feel more recorded and less programmed. Then bring the resample back in and do a second pass of slicing or editing. That's a great way to get that slightly worn, cut from vinyl character without needing to overdo the processing. Next, we build atmosphere around the break. Jungle intros need a world around them, but the world should frame the drums, not swallow them. Set up return tracks. One return can host Convolution Reverb Pro for dark, realistic space. Another can hold Echo for rhythmic smear and tension. A third can beat a filtered noise layer, vinyl crackle, room tone, or some other textural bed. For the reverb, keep the space controlled. Choose a small room or dark chamber style impulse if you have one. Use a moderate decay, and definitely roll off the low end so it doesn't blur the kick region. A little pre-delay helps preserve that initial hit. For echo, try dotted or straight eighths or quarters depending on the tempo, and darken the repeat so they sit behind the dry break. A bit of modulation can be nice if the intro needs extra movement. The key thing here is selectivity. Don't send every hit into every defect. Send specific snares, certain ghost taps, or the last hit of a bar into longer tails. That creates phrasing. The ambience responds to the break, rather than washing over it blindly. That's a huge difference. Now for the low-end hint. Even in an intro, you can imply the drop without giving it away. Use operator for a clean sine sub, wave eatable for a low-pastery shadow, or simpler for a resampled bass texture. Keep it mostly mono. Keep it restrained. The point is not to introduce the full bass idea yet, only to suggest pressure. A good arrangement approach is to keep bar 1 and 2 mostly bass-free, then bring in a filtered low shadow on a key moment in bar 3, and maybe a short sub pulse or reverse bass swell in bar 4. That way the listener starts anticipating the drop physically. You're building tension in the body, not just the ears. Now automate like a DJ, not like someone looping a clip for 16 bars. This is where the intro starts to feel like a real arrangement. Automate the break bus filter cutoff so the section opens gradually. Move reverb scent levels on specific hits. Bring echo feedback up in the transition bars. Nudge saturation or drive a little harder as the intro progresses. You can even automate utility width on atmosphere layers, starting narrow and opening up later for a bigger payoff. A strong 16-bar intro might start with filtered break fragments and minimal low end, then gradually add more snare detail and delay tails, then open up with percussion and bass hints, and finally peak with tension before the drop. If you're aiming for DJ-friendly functionality, keep the first 8 bars stable enough that another record can mix over it cleanly. Save the more dramatic edits for the back half. That contrast is what makes jungle intros feel huge. Dense section, thin section, dense section again. Give the listener a corridor, not a wall. Narrow the stereo field and reduce brightness early on, then gradually expand both as you approach the drop. That psychoacoustic opening can feel massive when it lands. Another very effective variation is alternate break takes. Duplicate the main break track and create a second version with different slice endings, reverse hits, or filter states. Swap between the two every 2 or 4 bars. That makes the intro feel performed. You can also try half-bar displacement, where one repeated chop pattern shifts forward or backward by half a bar every few cycles. It creates a subtle instability that feels beautifully underground. You can even add a ghost bar illusion by automating a filtered break fragment to haunt the space underneath the main pattern. Duck it with volume automation or sidechain so it only appears like a memory. And if you want a little more complexity, add a quiet top percussion loop that cycles against the main break in a different phrase length, like 3/4. Keep it low in the mix so it adds motion without turning into clutter. For even more character, resample a single bar of your edited break. Chop that resample again, and use it as a one-time fill. That second-generation editing often sounds more like old records, and less like MIDI. It's one of those tiny steps that can make the whole intro feel more real. Let's talk about the last 2 bars, because that's where the handoff matters. The final bars should make the drop feel inevitable. You can strip the break down to just snares and ambience for the last half bar, let the final reverb tail spill through, and then make sure the first kick or sub note in the drop has enough space to hit properly. A reversed snare tail, a dark reverse cymbal, or a bounced and reversed ambience tail can all work beautifully here. Avoid the mistake of trying to make everything dramatic all the time. One of the biggest errors in jungle intros is overslicing until the groove disappears. Another is drowning every hit in reverb. And another is letting the intro get busy too early. Start sparse, increase density every 4 bars, and always preserve the main pulse. If your intro feels empty, the answer is usually not to add more stuff everywhere. It's usually add one meaningful change at the right phrase point. Here's a fast 15-minute practice version of this idea. Pick one break and slice it to MIDI. Program a 2-bar pattern with solid kick and snare anchors and at least 4 ghost slice variations. Duplicate the clip and make bar 2 and bar 4 slightly different. Add drum bus and EQ 8 to the break bus. Set up one return for Convolution Reverb Pro and one for Echo. Add a single filtered sub or Reese hint only on bars 3 and 4. Automate the filter cutoff across the full 8 bars so the intro opens gradually. Then resample it and listen back. Ask yourself a simple question. Does this feel like an actual introduction to a drop, or just a loop with effects? If it feels like a world opening up, you're on the right path. A strong slice jungle intro in Ableton Live 12 is all about edit control, groove, selective atmosphere, and smart tension. Slice musically, preserve bounce, shape tone with discipline, hint at the bass without crowding the low end, and automate the journey so the listener feels the corridor opening toward the drop. That's the deep jungle intro mindset. Controlled imperfection, pressure, and motion. Build it like a memory of a break, not just a break.